worked with our partners with Momentum to really try and take a deeper dive into our transition from transactional and value to a values-based approach. So we were very much price-centric, transactional-centric, and moving more towards a member-centric approach. And so we really were keen on trying to get to hip-to-hip, really member interactive and a little more consultative in how we interact with our members, while at the same time presenting our new brand, which really made a splash, differentiated us in market, and was really reflective of the communities that we serve. They did coincide. We launched the brand in November of 2018, and we subsequently launched two new branches after that with this new branch concept, our branch 2.0 concept, with our new brand. And we've gone back, and also a couple of our flagship branches, we've gone and made them over as well. So we do, our membership is 10 years younger than the average credit union member, 34 years old. So we've got a really unique membership, and based upon our history with our tie to Camp Pendleton and the Marines, based here in San Diego, they're a lot more active than your average member as well, and so is our market. And so we wanted to make sure that we gave a nod to our history while also reflecting the communities that we serve. Yeah, we do. We have tetherless universal reps that are within our branches. And so it's really more of a hospitality style. We've been called like a beer bar, craft bar. It's that kind of hominess and craftsmanship of what we do that we want to get across. We're greeting you when you come in. Hey, how are you doing? Welcome back. Welcome home. Our mission here is to make financial dreams come true, and there's no way to do that any better than to get closer to our members and have real consultative conversations and relationships with our members. So we'll greet them at the door. We can go in and have private conversations in any of our consultative offices, as well as take them to either of our pods that we have right here behind me, or tetherless. We have our reps who walk around with surface pros, and they can sit down right here in our waiting area, like Paula is right now, and talk to a member. We can even do a deposit right there. We could start an application for a loan. Our members really, really like it. It feels more like home. And you know, there's a semper fidelis to where we started, and so it is all about family. It's about being part of our crew. Well, I think we do have the tetherless feature with some of our universal service representatives on surfaces, being able to work with our members anywhere within the branch. We have our Educate Bar. It's a lot like what you're familiar with at an Apple store. So again, more hip to hip type of discussions. We have our offices. Actually, anyone can use the offices, so they're not specified offices, so it's a little bit more of a floating feel. Our pods are a little bit different. It's not a teller line. I think you were just noticing, Mike, that someone came in, wanted to deposit some money, look at their account, and Paolo was able to talk to her. Look, they were both looking at the monitor screen, so what you see is what you get, right? And then the one thing that I think most of our members have really looked at is our team store. So when you walk in, we have a team store in which we're really, you know, that tie with the Marines is really strong, and it's about being a sense of family, a crew, part of our crew. So we have t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats. We have dog leashes for sale, and our members can buy them, and then all the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network. Have customer satisfaction scores through Net Promoter Score, and we've seen that our newest branches are at the highest end of our Net Promoter Score. So our members are liking it. They're promoting us. They will say that they're promoting us through the Net Promoter Score feedback, but they really love the new format. I think for any other credit union that's trying to do the same thing is, I think, be strategic in what you're doing. Make sure that you plan. I think that's a really big thing for us. We undertook a lot. We were rebranding. We looked at our, we refreshed our business strategy. We started out where we were more transactional and price oriented, and now we're based more on value and providing that value and really being seen as a community leader and known for the great things that we do in the community. So we wanted to make sure we tied there. We want to make sure we launched our brand. We revamped our website, our online banking platform, as well as a lot of our back office technology and infrastructure. So my advice, especially when it comes to the branch, is make sure you're doing it strategically and planning. It's great working with the folks at Momentum. They're really a great team. They're strategic, they're long-term planners, but they can also help you out in the 11th hour if you need be. But we really view them as partners more than anything else. And it started very early on, and from the charrette process all the way through a lot of our strategic initiatives. And there was some struggles as we had, as I said, branding and websites and a whole bunch of things that we were doing at once. But we really viewed them as a partner through the whole process. And we're extremely happy with what we had.
So before, when you'd walk into the branch, you had that traditional feel. You had the FSRs, that they call it, on one side and the teller line on the other side. And so when you walk in, as soon as you greet someone, that person thinks, oh, I'm going to be helped with them. So we didn't really have that concierge feel or walking method. And we also, I also felt that the conversations were more serious, quiet, to the point. Versus coming here, when you get the concierge feel, you can do the hip to hip, you can move them over to, if someone else needs to help them, you can pass them on politely. And then we've also seen deeper conversations, more open conversations, since the layout is more comfortable and relaxed. First time coming here, you get a lot of the, is this a bank? Is this a credit union? Answer, and you get the startled look. So we do the rundown, and then once they get more comfortable, they feel like they can come up, walk down, even stand here and just do their transaction and have the hip to hip, or have it more relaxing instead of having, like I said, the uptight feeling. Honestly, I like the member connection. I feel like even though I've worked at a traditional branch, I feel like here I have more of the connections, I have more of the conversations that are comfortable and memorable. And it just feels like I'm in the 2.0 model, so it feels like we're moving to the new set of credit union methods and how they want the retail status. Getting more used to the environment, the flow is so much, I feel like, more genuine and honest and easier to do than the traditional branch, where, like I said, you have to kind of like hope that you can pass someone on or hope you can do this, but here you just know that the flow is more natural. And then be able to like walk with them out sometimes if they're willing, or walk with them all the way to the teller line, which I like that hip to hip action.
I really love about this new style of branch compared to the old style of branching, it's that I can actually walk up to the member, determine their needs from the very start, and there I can take them either to the room if they want to do a loan, I can take them up to the teller line if we're going to do deposits, withdrawals, but I'm initially the only person that's going to be helping them because I can do it all. We can go to wherever the member needs to go. So they're not adjusting to us, we're adjusting to them. They really love it. They love that they can just come in and go straight to the couch and sit down, and we're gonna go to them. They're more comfortable. They actually talk to us more. I've helped some people at the previous branch, and it's always in and out. Here, they'll actually talk more to me. They'll tell me more about their personal lives, which also helps me to be able to offer them better products. So like I mentioned, we, from the very start, we talk to them, we walk with them. We're always right next to them. We don't try to walk in front of them or like walk behind them. We try to be right next to each other from the very start. My favorite thing about working here is I do feel like I'm making a difference. I felt it before in our old style as well. So it is something that's within the company, but now I feel like even more because members do mention it.
It always seems to be kind of a marriage between like a strategic plan or a strategic need for a credit union, and then also I think really kind of the best practices in design, right? So there's certain things that our designers and our implementers know about the way people, members, or employees experience space, right? So they want to layer that knowledge onto the objectives the credit unions have, right, for the branch. So for example, here they really wanted to change the way they interacted with their membership, right? Get their members to open up a bit more and increase, you call it share wallet, but you know, think of FrontWave more as their primary financial institution, right? And so to meet that objective, you know, we're taking down some of the barriers, creating various settings where people can relax, connect a bit between the member and the employee. You know, you kind of get this connection, and then there's a little more openness and willingness to communicate, right? So that's that kind of objective side. But you know, best practice, right, that the designers bring is this understanding that certain environments, textures, materials, light make people more comfortable, more relaxed, less stressed, right? So it's kind of marrying those two things, right? And we talked a bit about, you know, the wood material here in the branch, and it's very, you know, there's a reason for it, right? The natural materials, people connect with that psychologically, mm-hmm. right? It helps them feel more relaxed and more comfortable. But then you just gotta make sure you keep the space feeling professional too. You want your member to come in and think, gosh, yes, I'm in a credit union. I recognize that, you know, that I'm in a financial institution, but also that at the same time feel like they're in some place that's a little bit different. We have this thing, we call it the alignment meeting. It sounds so exciting, right? But I mean, it's really what you're trying to do is align various perspectives in the same direction, right? And we use an analogy of a rowing scull, right? So you need people working together, pulling the oars, but you also need them in sync, and you need them all going in the right direction, right? The same direction. So we have this alignment meeting where we ask management and other stakeholders, even the users of the branch, perhaps membership, boards of directors, to help provide input into starting with, you know, what is the credit union trying to do strategically? What are your objectives? And think about what elements of a branch could help you achieve those objectives, right? So that's really what it looks like. It's very collaborative. Once we align around the strategy, then we let people kind of marinate it on that for a few weeks, and then we bring everyone back together again in literally the same room and start drawing out the design and getting feedback on the spot, so that we get a lot of buy-in. And what process like that does also is it kind of helps you resist the resistors down the road, the naysayers, because there aren't any. You've made sure you've accounted for everyone and gotten their input early on. Maybe not too exciting, but one uniqueness for me is the relationship in working with FrontWave. And I think it comes maybe from their mentality of the Marines, right? You set an objective, you create an idea, you issue the orders, and then you execute, and everyone knows their role. Something about that has made the work easy for us, but fun too. So you're just like, you're really confident in knowing what they expect of you, and they leave you some latitude to execute on the work quickly. And it just, I see our team members, our construction manager, our designers, our site supervisors, all love working with this client on this job because I think of that environment they've created. How happy the staff is, right? So they are, chatty but excited about what we're doing and about the products and services, and you know, all these conversations going on about the credit union, right? And about the credit union, how they compete with banks, and about how the credit union helps members. And then a member comes in and she volunteers a testimonial about why she banks here and she'll never bank at a big bank again, right? And I think this demonstrates this degree of engagement that it's really pretty cool, you know? And I do think it's a cultural thing, right? The front wave culture. But it is an element, I think, of the environment too. When you have an environment like this that's, you know, kind of psychologically, it's like stimulating, pleasing, aesthetically pleasing. There's lots of light, right? People feel happy being in the space. And so one doesn't necessarily cause the other, but there's something about an institution with a culture that has people that are engaged is also an institution that's going to invest in a really high quality environment for the employees, right? Those two things. Yeah, that, I mean, it really is. Those are kind of the big ideas that we start with and we want to end up with, right? We want to be thinking that if your challenge is employee retention, we want to help you think about why that's a challenge and say, if we're doing this investment in your facility, what can we make here that could help you improve that retention, right? Mm-hmm. Or if your challenge is in getting members to spend enough time with you to talk, then we want to think, okay, well, how can we create an environment where that's easier and that happens, right? So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, not to mention, I always find it interesting, today's my first time in this particular branch, right? But I totally recognize it based on the three-dimensional renderings I saw, you know, 2 years ago, right? It always amazes me how much the space ends up looking like the design, right? Yeah. That visualization. Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, right now, the trend in, in retail, it is around creating more of an experience, right, for your customer. I spent some time yesterday with someone who's a marketing manager with Pepsi and Taco Bell, right? And they've come to the realization that all of their fast food restaurants need to be more like a fast casual environment, like a Chipotle, right? That if they want to continue to bring in the customers, they have to create a better experience for them to come in, right? Otherwise, they have less reason to because of digital. And I think you see that here too. You have to create a better, more tangible kind of quality experience for membership. That's really where we are right now, I think, in branch design.